శ్రీమద్ భగవద్గీత చాప్టర్ 11 విశ్వరూప దర్శన యోగ శ్లోక 17 కిరీటినం గదినం చక్రినం చ తేజో రాశిం సర్వతో దీప్తిమంతం కిరీటినం గదినం చక్రినం చ తేజో రాశిం సర్వతో దీప్తమంతం పశ్యామి త్వాం దుర్నిరీక్ష్యసం సమంతాత్ దీప్తానలార్కద్యుతిమప్రమేయం పశ్యామి త్వాం దుర్నిరీక్ష్యం సమంతాత్ దీప్తానలార్కద్యుతిమప్రమేయం పశ్యామి ఐ కెన్ సీ నౌ ఐ అగైన్ ఐ సీ అర్జున సేస్ పశ్యామి యువర్ విశ్వరూప విత్ కౌంట్లెస్ నంబర్ ఆఫ్ కిరీటాస్ క్రౌన్స్ విత్ గదాస్ so many of them kiritinam crowns gadinam gadas or mace and chakrinam cha the disc the chakrayudham used for destruction all of them and here we should understand that all the weapons of the lord are nothing but the destructive power in nature and arjuna sees all of them and tejo rashim I see you as a mass of brilliance so much of brilliance And where is that brilliance? Sarvataha Diptimantam. In all directions, Sarvataha. Shining from all directions, Diptimantam. So the night sky is an example where the stars are shining from all over the sky. Even though they are so far away, still they shed light which we can see. And what is your effulgence? Samantat Durnirikshyam. Because of your brilliance, I am not able to see your form. It is so brilliant. It is glaring. And how much is the effulgence? He says, Deepta Anala Arkadyutim. Your effulgence is like that of the sun, Arka. Arka is sun. Or that of a huge conflagration of fire. Huge, Anala. So, Deepta Anala means the flaring fire. Arka means sun, and Dyuti. Dyuti is effulgence. And apramayam, incomparable or immeasurable, unequaled brilliance. Because anything that happens in nature is of such a vast dimension and magnitude that even if we imitate the nature, we can have only it in a very, very small measure. We can never imitate the amount of power that is in a lightning. Very difficult. We evaporate water and condense water. Maybe in a very big factory we can do. But compared to the rain factory, ocean is a huge source of water. And the very powerful sun is evaporating tons and tons of water from the oceans. And the transport system is the wind, which carries the clouds all over. And then condenses and pours as rain, sometimes for days together. During monsoon, in some places like Bombay, we don't even see the sun for several days. It is always overcast and it's raining. Imagine what must be the dimension of nature. Similarly, they talk of nuclear reaction in the sun continuously. We have got several nuclear reactors all over the earth, which give some energy. But the sun is doing that reaction for so many years and so far away also from us. And the energy is so much, it is lighting up the entire earth. Which is millions of miles far away for millions of years, it is lighting like that. So, what must be the dimension of nuclear reaction inside the sun? So, whatever happens in nature is in total measure, it is incomparable. That is what Anjaneya said also. When someone asked him, how was Rama and Ravana's fight? Rama Ravana Yuddham, how was it? Rama Ravana Yuddha, Rama Ravana your Yuddham Rama Ravanayor Eva. You cannot compare it with anything else. It was like that of Rama and Ravana only. So it was exactly like Rama Ravana Yuddham, no comparison. Akasham is how? Somebody asked. Exactly like Akasha only. You cannot compare Akasha with anybody else, anything else. How is the ocean? Like the ocean only. No comparison. So these things cannot be compared at all. So aprameyam, incomparable. శ్లోక 18 త్వమక్షరం పరమం వేదితవ్యం త్వమస్య విశ్వస్య పరం నిధానం త్వమక్షరం పరమం వేదితవ్యం त्वमस्य विश्वस्य परम निधानम् त्वमव्यय शाश्वत धर्म गोप्ता सनातनस्त्वं पुरुषो मतो मे त्वमव्यय शाश्वत धर्म गोप्ता सनातनस्त्वं पुरुषो मतो मे नाउ ग्रेजुअली देयर इज अ इनक्रीज इन अर्जुनास डिवोशन टुवर्ड्स कृष्णा earlier he ordered him senayor ubayor madhye sthapaya ratham sthapaya that's what he said like his chauffeur go and keep the ratham in between the two armies that was his commandment at that time he was commanding him now his devotion slowly increases all the old names of the lord which were just namavalis used before they all have become meaningful in his mind he sees the significance of every name like there are so many anantaya namaha he understands what ananta means now the impact of the word ananta is striking in his heart now therefore he says oh lord tvam aksharam you alone are the imperishable one in front of you we are all insignificant we are not even a peck of dust we may say that we are living for 60 years 70 years 90 even 100 years they are all really nothing in front of the cosmic time in front of the total our appearance and disappearance is nothing that is what they say in brahmadish all these shlokas a bhakta was sitting it seems a huge noise was heard and the bhakta asked what is that they said ravana is just born that was the noise then he thought what is this The guy is creating a lot of problem even at the time of birth itself. And as even he was thinking, another huge noise was heard again. He asked, what is this? Oh Lord, again this big noise, what is that? The Lord said, Ravana is gone. So when we are here, it appears as if he is such a terror. But for the Lord, it is Unmesha Nimishotpanna Vipanna Bhuvanavali. Before even winking of an eyelid, the entire srishti, all the 14 lokas, they are all created, sustained, dissolved for the Lord. So these are all nothing in front of the cosmic time. So you are the aksharam. Then paramam, you are the supreme, the highest, which is to be veditavyam, which is to be known by all, worth knowing in life. This is the only thing worth knowing in life. Tvam asya vishvasya param nidhanam. You are the ultimate support or abode, nidhanam, a support or a container. So, nidhiyate asminiti nidhanam. A thing in which things are kept is nidhanam, a vessel, a plate, some such thing. And you alone are the param nidhanam, the greatest such container, supporting everything. Why this usage? The Lord immediately looking, you know, for example, this platform I am sitting, that is nidhanam for me now, support for me. But this itself, this platform itself has got a nidhanam, namely on the floor. And the floor itself has got a nidhanam, namely the earth, Mother Earth. So these things are only relative supports, relative nidhanams. And all these things, including the earth, are all supported in space. And now the question is, where is this space supported? In Brihadaranyaka Upanishad seems that there's a this thing that comes. The student Gargi, she goes on asking Yajnavalkya, this is supported, this is supported. Ultimately, if he comes to space, where is the space supported? That was her question. And the answer is Ishvara. Ishvara is the support. Then she asks, where is Ishvara supported? Then Yajnavalkya says, Sve mahimni pratishtita. He is supported in his own original nature. Sve mahimni. There is no support for Ishvara. He is supported by his own original nature. He is the ultimate support for which there is no other support. So param nidhanam. The ultimate unsupported support. And tvam avyayaha. You are eternal avyayaha. Just as the ocean remains eternal, relatively speaking, the rivers come, appear, and again disappear. This cycle goes on, but the ocean remains. Apuryamanam achala pratishtam. Samudramapaha. Similarly, the Virat remains forever. And what is your job? Shashvata Dharma Gopta. You are the protector of the eternal Dharma, Shashvata Dharma. You are Gopta, you are the protector. Dharma means what? The harmony in creation, the rhythm of creation, that is called Dharma. That means anyone who violates the rhythm of Dharma, the creation, has to pay the price for that. As they say now, we are polluting air, water, earth itself. And when we violate the natural law, immediately we get the punishment. As they said, in the progressive countries, don't drink their water. It's all polluted. And in progressed countries, don't breathe their air. We have to pay the price for violation of Dharma. We may call it ecology, cosmic balance, whatever we may want to call. And who is the one who punishes? Shashvata Dharma Gopta, the one who maintains the Dharma, the protector of Dharma. And you are Sanatana Purushaha, Sanatanaha, eternal, or the ancient God. That means you are the beginningless God. He says, Me Mataha, this is what I feel, O Lord, O Krishna. The Lord has been saying this all along, but now only Arjuna says, as if that is what he feels now. Perhaps Krishna is having a slight smile. Okay, Arjuna, you are turning around. Shloka 19. Anadi madhyantam ananta viryam ananta bahum shashi surya netram. Anadi madhyantam ananta viryam ananta bahum shashi surya netram. Pashyami tvam dipta hutasha vaktram swatejasa vishwamadim tapantam. Pashyami tvam dipta hutasha vaktram swatejasa vishwamidam tapantam. Pashyami is actually is common everywhere. Pashyami is common everywhere. What says? I am seeing. What do I see? Everywhere Vishwarupam is the noun actually. That should be understood. We have to, you know, remember that. And all the words are all adjectives in this shloka. So I see the Vishwarupam which does not have anadi, madhyam, madhyantam, the beginning, middle or end. Ananta viryam, whose power is limitless. So whether it is the power of the earth, maybe one earthquake is adequate. A whole town or several towns are gone in minutes. And they say it may, you know, in many times happens on the surface of the earth only, which is some 70, 80 miles down actually. Whatever is happening 70, 80 miles down, you see the small this thing at the surface of the earth. That means the real earthquake can happen even very deep. Then imagine the power of it happening here. Imagine a cyclone, a tsunami-like thing, ananta viryam, whose power cannot be measured at all. Then ananta bahum, you are with countless arms, ananta bahum. Remember, Arjuna is repeating, because when you find a beautiful thing, don't we not repeat words like fantastic, superb, you should see. We always say many times, right? Same thing is happening with Arjuna also. It is not a new idea, but it has occupied your heart so much, you repeat it again and again. So Arjuna is not conveying any new idea here. He is only repeating them. It only shows the amount of impact it has on Arjuna. And Shashi Surya Netram, with sun and moon as your eyes, I see you. Chandra Surya Cha Sandra Suryau Cha Netre. In that shloka. Chandra Suryau Cha Netre. Same thing, you know, we said before. Now, I see your mouth also. Deepta Hutasha Vaktram, your mouth with flaming fire. This alone is going to create fear in Arjuna later. When he sees the mouth is so much of fire emanating out of it, he is going to be terrified. He has been seeing the body of the Lord and casually he sees the mouth of the Lord. The mouth is going to describe the destructive power later. It will come very elaborately. Krishna, the shlokas, we are going to see those shlokas. The mouth stands for the Kalagnihi. The Pralaya Kala Agni, Kala Agni Rudraya, Neelakantaya, Mrityunjayaya, Sarveshwaraya, Sadashivaya, Sriman Mahadevaya Namaha. The mouth represents the Kala Agni. Still now Arjuna has not seen that. Here he casually sees Deepta Hutasha Vaktram. Hutashaha means Agni. Why it is called Hutashaha? Huta means oblation and Ashaha means that which consumes. Whatever oblation you put in the fire, it consumes. So, Hutam Ashnati Iti Hutashaha. That which consumes the oblations offered in any Yajna Kunda, the sacrificial ritual. Sometimes it is called Hutavahaha, the carrier of oblation also. Because when you offer to various devatas, other devatas, Agni becomes Hutavahaha. Agni carries that Ahuti and distributes it to the various devatas. And when you are offering to Agni itself, Agnaye Swaha, then he becomes Hutashaha. He is the consumer. If he is a Indraya Swaha and offer to the Agni, Agni will take it to Indra and give it to him. So, if the address is different, he will distribute. Like a postman. Brahmaneshwaha, Prajapati Yeswaha, it will go to Prajapati, Brahma and all those people. And Deeptam, well kindled, flaming fire within the mouth. Flaming. And because of the Pralaya Kala Agni, what is happening? Svatejasa idam vishvam tapantam. I see with its own radiance, Svatejasa, the whole world being scorched. Idam vishvam tapantam. Tapantam, scorched with fire, heat, by this Pralaya Kala Agni. Remember, Kala alone, time alone, does all the job. Decay, growth, death, everything comes because of time. Kala, the Kala Tattvam. And everyone is afraid of what? The time factor alone, Kala. And with this principle of time, you are scorching. You are creating mortal fear in the minds of people because of the time principle. Because the greatest fear for humans is what? Is death. And that is why they say, one is mortally afraid. Because death is the greatest fear. Of what? Mortality only. Why can't we use some other phrase? Why we should say mortally afraid? That's the reason, because that is the greatest fear. So with that fear, Lord is scorching, he is burning the whole creation. Shloka 20. Dhyava prithivyoridamantaram hi vyaptam tvayaikena dishascha sarvaha. Dhyava prithivyoridamantaram hi vyaptam tvayaikena dishascha sarvaha. Drishtvadbhutam rupamugram tavedam. Lokatrayam pravyatitam mahatman. Drishtvadbhutam rupamugram tavedam. Lokatrayam pravyatitam mahatman. Now gradually the scene changes. Till now Arjuna said it was all a wonderful and a beautiful form. With many crowns, with gadas, discuss. Now he is seeing your form is ugram, bhayankaram, terrible. Now he says, remember, the Lord is the same. He is not changed. The Vishwarupam is the same also. Only has his vision, Arjuna's vision, has shifted from the beautiful, wonderful aspect to the Kala aspect of the Lord. His attitude also changes accordingly. That is what we also do. One day we get one or two nice experiences, describe life as excellent. Oh, what a nice day. Life is so nice, beautiful, wonderful. And the next day, one minor headache is enough. Our whole attitude changes. Life is a drudgery. The world is a bore. My God, I should deal with it. All that we start saying. So what is life? It is neither beautiful nor ugly. It contains two aspects. When we are absorbed in one, we say everything is super. When we are absorbed in the other, we say everything is boring or drudgery. So as was said in the last webinar, both aspects are only complementary. So no one without the other. In fact, you cannot enjoy the one without the other actually. That is what Arjuna sees here also. Tvaya dhyava prithivyor adhimantaram vyaptam. The gap between the earth and the heavens. Dhyava prithivyor. So is pervaded by you. The entire gap is pervaded by you. So your body is so huge that it pervades the whole area between Dhyava, the heaven, and Prithivi, the earth. That is, you stretch from earth to the heavens. Not only you are vertically stretching that much, You are limitless from all sarvaha dishascha vyaptaha. You are stretching in the sideways also. You pervaded in all directions. Sarva dishascha. Dishaha means directions. The 10 directions. And all the 10 directions are pervaded by you. And tava ugram idam rupam drishtva. Seeing this fierce form of yours. Ugram rupam. The fierce form of drishtva. Having seen that, all the three worlds are frightened. Lokatrayam pravyatitam. Lokatrayam. All the three worlds. They are all disturbed. They are all upset or frightened. Because now Arjuna, he remembers what? The Kalagni mouth of the Lord. That's what he is now imagining. From the previous loka, if you remember. And from that angle, when he looks up disease, old age, naturally, he looks, the whole world is full of sorrow only. He sees disease. He sees all kinds of sufferings. And that is what happened to Buddha also. When he came out, unfortunately, the sight he saw was all negative. He was like a nice prince, had a princely life inside the castle. And one day he comes out, and what he sees? All are misery only. He saw an old man, a hungry man, a sick man, dying man, dead man. He saw all of them. As they say, you know, the first expression is the lasting impression. That is the first impression. So, the philosophy of life becomes a tragedy. If not, it is otherwise. So, that is why we don't believe in anybody's philosophy, because it all depends upon their personal experiences. And therefore, here also, Arjuna saw the Kala Agni, the mouth of the Lord. And it was terrific. He must be seeing the death of so many people there. Disease of so many people. So he says, all the three worlds are afflicted by Kala, the Kala time principle. Mahatman, O Vishwarupa, Mahatma. Here the word Atma means Shariram. So Mahatman means Mahat Shariram, yes, Isheshaha Mahatma. So we are addressing Lord Krishna. Shloka 21. Amihi tvam sura sanga vishanti kechit bhita pranchala yogrananti. Amihi tvam sura sanga vishanti kechit bhita pranchala yogrananti. Swasti yukta maharshi siddha sangaha stuvanti tvam stuti bi pushkalabihi. Swasti yukta maharshi siddha sangaha stunvanti tvam stuti bit pushkalabihi. The recording has a problem. So, ami sura sangaha. All these groups of gods, suraha means devaha. All of them are approaching you, vishanti, entering into you, going near, approaching you. So, admiring your Vishwarupa, all the devas, they are all approaching you. Whereas some other people, kechit bhitaha, pranjalayo grananti, they are all frightened. Some people are frightened of your form and they are uttering prayers with pranjalihi, with anjali mudra, with namaskaram. They are praying to you out of fear. So, they are seeking the grace of the Lord out of fear. Actually, we have seen the 7th chapter, artha bhaktihi. Artha Bhakti, Artharthi Bhakti, Jignyasu Bhakti and Jnani Bhakti. We have gone through these discussions earlier. So this Artha Bhakti, so many people develop devotion when they become old or when death is near or when diseases have come, when they are suffering, Artha Bhaktas. They pray to Lord. What type of Bhakti? It is not a Bhakti of admiration, but a Bhakti born out of fear. When danger comes, Bhakti comes for those people. And whereas some other people are there, what do Maharshi Siddha Sangaha Stunvanti? Groups of sages, as well as the Siddhas, Maharshis, the sages, and Siddhas. The meaning of Siddha also we have already seen in the 10th chapter. Those who are wise from birth, they are called Siddha Purushas. They are called Siddhaha. So because of their Purva Janma, they have got knowledge before itself. And they are born wise. These are all Siddha Purushaha. Whereas Maharshis are not born wise. They are born ordinary people only. And because of their sadhana, because of their tapas, they have become wiser. Wise Rishis later. They are called Rishis. So all such sages and siddhas, stunvanti, they glorify you. They are glorifying you. How? Pushkalabhihi stutibhihi. Wonderful hymns, stutibhihi. Prayers. Stuti means hymns, prayers. So through glorious hymns, all these sages and siddhas, they glorify you. How? Swasti iti uktva. Swasti. Let there be mangalam. Let there be auspiciousness to the world. So many people write letter starting with swasti. Lot of people write like that, swasti. Especially when letters are written in Sanskrit, then people write letters and they write swasti. Mangala. Shloka 22. Rudraditya vasavo yecha sadhya Vishveshvinau marutas choshmamascha Rudraditya vasavo yecha sadhya Vishveshvinau marutas choshmapascha Gandharvayaksha surasiddha sangaha Vikshante tvam vismitaschaiva sarve Gandharvayaksha surasiddha sangaha Vikshante tvam vismitaschaiva sarve. Here he says, not only I wonder at the sight of this Vishwarupa, whoever sees Vishwarupa gets the same wonder alone. Who are they? He gives the list of those people who are also afflicted with this feeling of wonderment. Rudra Aditya. All these words we have seen earlier. Rudras. Rudras means all the 11 Rudras. Ekadash Rudras. Adityas. So, Adityas means Dwadash Adityas. All the 12 Adityas. Vasavaha means Ashta Vasus. All the 8 Vasus. Sadhyaha, the Pitrus. The Vishve. Vishve, Vishve means Vishve Devas. And Ashvinav, the Ashwini Kumar, the twins. Marutaha, the 49 Maruts. And Ushmapaha. Ushmapaha means, again, Pitrus. Another type of Pitrus. Mains and, yeah, different types of Pitrus. Then Gandharva Yaksha Asura Siddha Sangaha. Groups of Gandharvas. Gandharva, Yakshas, Yakshas, Asuras, and Siddhas, Siddha Sangaha, groups Sangaha, groups of them. So in short, all groups of celestial beings, they are all Vikshante, seeing you, they are all afflicted with wonder. And what is their emotion? Because Arjuna sees them also, he is comparing them also along with him. Normally we think that what others feel also is exactly what I feel. What? No, that's generally the case. Now he says, I am wondering, they are also wondering. Later he will say, I am afraid. And he will say, they are also afraid. That's what he will say later. So the idea is, how you see the world is exactly as what is in your mind. So the world is nothing but the reflection of our mind only. So he says, Sarve Vismitaha. All of them are all surprised at seeing you. Sarve Vismitaha. So the totality. So up to this, we find the expression of wonder. And gradually Arjuna's attention is going towards the mouth of the Lord, which is a blazing fire indicating the Kala Tattvam, the time principle, which is responsible for all sufferings. Old age is because of Kala, with all its physical and mental agony, diseases are the job of time, and death, which is the most painful one for the dying person, as well as the living people also. That also is the job of time principle only, the Kala, Kala Tattvam. And when Arjuna looks that his own near and dear ones are going to be cruelly snatched away by death, he is going to see all of them. Arjuna also is frightened, and suddenly his view of Lord is changing now. Lord is Ugraha. Vismayam is gone. Wonder is gone. Navan is Ugraha. And Bhayam is going to come from the next shloka onwards, which is the second phase of Arjuna's emotion. If you remember, we described when we started with this chapter that Arjuna is going to go through three emotional changes. One is wonder to start with. Up to now is wonder. And then it is going to be fear. We are going to see that. And finally, it will turn to devotion. Shloka 23. Rupam mahatte bahumatra netram mahabaho bahu bahu rupadam rupam mahatte bahuvat Netram Mahabaho Bahu Bahu Rupadam Bahudaram Bahudam Strakaralam दृष्ट्वा लोका प्रव्यतितास्तताहं बहुदरं बहुदंष्ट्राकराळं दृष्ट्वा लोका प्रव्यतितास्तताहं. Even the shloka is coming in some disorderly manner. Mahabaho bahu bahuru padam. Even the meter is getting jolted a little bit. If Arjuna's fear is slowly coming now, te rupam drishtva lokaha pravyatitaha. Seeing your forms, all the lokas, people of the world, they are all pravyatitaha, they are all frightened. So in the previous shloka, what did they say? Sarve vismitaha, that's what he said. All the people are surprised, they are all wonderstruck seeing your form. That's what he said earlier. Now suddenly he says, all the people are frightened seeing your form. Okay, what type of form it is? Mahat rupam. It's a huge rupam. I am not able to see the beginning or end. So vast is your form. With what? Bahu vaktra netram. Countless number of mouths, paktra, and netram, eyes. Not only that, bahu, bahu, uru, padam. Countless number of arms, bahu, uru, thighs, and padam, feet. All of them in countless numbers. And bahu udaram, countless number of stomachs. And bahu damshtrakaralam, in your mouth, there are these protruding teeth. Making the karalam. Karalam is frightening teeth. So with your protruding teeth, you don't appear to be a smiling, beautiful deity at all, but appear to be like a rakshasa, a terrific one. Because he looked into the mouth, and the mouth stands for what? For the destructive power of the Lord. So every protruding teeth indicates various destructive powers of the Lord. For example, AIDS, the AIDS disease is one of the protruding teeth. Cancer is another. Lord uses each one of these protruding teeth to destroy thousands and thousands of people based on their punya papa karmas. And if you are smart and discover a new medicine, Lord also will grow wise and he will create a new protruding teeth. You cannot conquer death and old age. Very difficult. Suppose the medicine becomes so advanced that there is no disease at all or old age. Then what will happen? The humans will quarrel among themselves and will kill each other. So Lord will make your mind in such a way that they will develop nuclear weapons, chemical weapons, that weapon, this weapon, and destroy each other. And like the Yadavas, you know, in Bhagavatam, the Yagavas, they will fight and annihilate each other, all these people. So Yamadharmaraja knows always one method or the other to make sure that he can do his job. So, protruding teeth is only a symbolic way of saying the various destructive powers of the Lord. And Arjuna describes that the Lord is so terrible. But still his ego is so strong that he does not say, I am frightened yet. He is a Kshatriya. He is a courageous person. He is not afraid of even death. He has fought many battles. So, does not want to openly accept, I am frightened. And so Krishna also wants to make Arjuna say that I am frightened. Krishna also doesn't leave that easily. So he continues his Vishwarupa Darshanam. And now Arjuna is not able to stand anymore. And slowly he says, Tathaham, I am also frightened. He said, all these people are frightened so far. Now he says, Tatha Aham. And there also he does not say the verb frightened. I am also. That's all he says. But the Lord wants to come out openly. Until then, he wants to continue to show his Vishwarupa. So that Arjuna can see it and come out openly and say, I am frightened. Nabaspresham deeptam aneka varnam vyaptananam deepta vishalanetram. Nabaspresham deeptam aneka varnam vyaptananam. व्याप्ताननं दीप्त विशालनेत्रं दृष्ट्वा हि त्वां प्रव्यतितानरं प्रव्यतितारसरान्त्मा. I have a lot of mistakes this time in this shlokas. द्वितीयं न विन्दामि शमं च विष्णो दृष्ट्वा हि त्वां प्रव्यतितान्तरात्मा द्वितीयं न विन्दामि शमं च विष्णो.
He is accepting now more openly. Today my recorder also has some issue, one other. He is accepting more openly that he is really frightened. The Lord Krishna, Arjuna says, all his senses of ego, superiority, all those things, they are being crushed by the frightening form of the Lord. Because as long as this ego is there, bhakti cannot come. So slowly the ego has to disappear. Bhakti requires what? Sharanagati, surrender. So he says, Tvam drishtva pravyatita antaratma. Looking at your Vishwarupam, antaratma, my mind. Here atma is not the Satchidananda atma, mind. Is pravyatitam, is extremely afflicted. It is pained. My mind is pained. Antaratma, deep mind. In my hearts of hearts, I am frightened. Why? Because your rupam is like that. Nabaspriśam, your form is touching the sky, as it were. That means it is infinite. And it is deeptam anekavarnam, shining with many colors. This we can appreciate if we see the sky at the time of sunset most of the time. Especially when there are clouds in the middle of the sky. When the sun is setting, the rays will penetrate the clouds. And reflecting the sunlight, we get inexplicable shades and colors, so many number of them, which no painter can paint at all by any method. That is here called Anekavarnam Deeptam. And in the North Pole, Norway, Sweden, all those countries, some strange light comes during certain seasons. They call it, you know, Aurora or something. They are all the glory of the Virat Purusha only. And when he sees all of them, he is happy. Suddenly he turns the other side. Vyaptananam, the Lord's mouth is open. Vyaptam means it's open. Vyaptananam. Ananam means mouth. So with your mouth wide open, not one mouth, it is many mouths. If it is one mouth, it's okay. It's many mouths. Wide open. So vyaptani ananani yasya tatrupam vyaptananam. Then deepta vishala netram. Your eyes, vishala netram, the eyes, your eyes are huge and shining, deepta vishala netram, like bloodshot eyes, extremely brilliant eyes. Remember, the moon and the sun are taken as the eyes of the Lord. And how much blazing is the sun? That is the kind of brightness of the eye of the Lord. So, deepta vishala netram, drishtva pravetitantaratma. Here, antaratma, the atma is not, as I told you, is not Satchidananda atma. Atma is mind. My inner mind is pravyatitam, is disturbed, frightened. And dhritim na vindami. I do not find courage, na vindami, in me to stand this sight, to accept this sight. Not only that, shamam cha. I do not find peace of mind also. Shama is also not there. My mind is not calm enough. Calm at all. So neither there is courage in me, nor the mind is calm to see this sight. And still Krishna is keeping quiet. Arjuna wanted Vishwarupa, and so he himself should say, I don't want. So to teach him a lesson and to completely subdue his ego, Krishna is taking the next steps. So not with a sadistic pleasure or anything, the idea is that his ego should be thoroughly crushed. Then only he can get enlightened. Because even with a trace of ego, surrender or bhakti will not be complete. In fact, many times, Lord gives suffering to us only to crush our ego. When we are youthful, with plenty of money and people, we are to some extent arrogant. Maybe some people not to some extent, to a significant extent arrogant. Why should there be God, devotion, all those questions people ask? When I can do everything, then alone the Lord finds methods of hammering on the head of such a person, and then he will get bhakti. So ego destruction as a means to bhakti is Krishna's job here. Shloka 25. Damshtra karalani chate mukhani దృష్ట్వైవ కాలానల సన్నిపాని సన్నిభాని తంట్రాకరణాని చతే ముఖాని దృష్ట్వైవ కాలానల సన్నిభాని దిశో న జానేన లభే చ శర్మ ప్రసీద దేవేశ జగన్నివాస దిశో న జానేన లభే చ శర్మ ప్రసీద దేవేశ జగన్నివాస
యాక్చువల్లీ ఇన్ ఎవ్రీ శ్లోక దర్ ఇస్ దిస్ సంబోధన ది అడ్రస్ దట్ ఆల్సో గోస్ ఆన్ ఇంక్రీసింగ్ ద వే అర్జున అడ్రస్సెస్ ద లార్డ్ ఇన్ ద ప్రీవియస్ శ్లోక హీ సెడ్ వాట్ ఓ విష్ణు నాట్ శంఖచక్ర గదాధారి ఎ పర్సనల్ గాడ్ బికాస్ ఎ పర్సనల్ గాడ్ ఈస్ పరిచ్ఛిన్న హియర్ వీఆర్ టాకింగ్ అబౌట్ వాట్ అండ్ ఇన్ఫైనట్ గాడ్ సో హియర్ ద విష్ణు షుడ్ బి ఇంటర్ప్రిటెడ్ యాజ్ వాట్ విష్ ది రూట్ విష్ మీన్స్ టు పర్వేడ్ సో వివేష్టి సర్వాన్ అండ్ విష్ణు మీన్స్ ద ఆల్ పర్వేడింగ్ లార్డ్ సో ఇట్స్ నాట్ అ పర్టిక్యులర్ ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ లార్డ్ బట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ద విరాట్ శరీరం ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్ అండ్ హియర్ హీ అడ్రస్ ద లార్డ్ అస్ దేవేశ దేవానామపి ఈశః ద లార్డ్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ దేవాస్ ఆల్ గాడ్స్ నాట్ ఓన్లీ దాట్ జగన్ నివాస వన్ హూ ఈస్ ద అబోర్డ్ ఆఫ్ ద హోల్ యూనివర్స్ జగతాం నివాస నివాస మీన్స్ అబోర్డ్ ఎ హౌస్ ఫర్ హూమ్ ద హోల్ యూనివర్స్ యు ఆర్ ది హౌస్ ఆఫ్ ది హోల్ యూనివర్స్ విచ్ ఇన్క్లూడ్స్ ఈవన్ దేశ అండ్ కాల ద స్పేస్ అండ్ టైమ్ ఆల్సో ఇఫ్ ద హోల్ క్రియేషన్ ఈస్ కంటైన్డ్ ఇన్ ద లార్డ్ మస్ట్ బి బిగర్ దాన్ ద క్రియేషన్ అండ్ దేర్ ఫార్ ఇట్ ఈస్ అ బ్యూటిఫుల్ అడ్రస్ ఓ జగన్ నివాస దట్ ఇస్ వాట్ అర్జున కాల్స్ కృష్ణ సో ఇన్ విశ్వరూప దర్శన వి హ్యావ్ యు నో విశ్వాధార విష్ణు సహస్రనామ వి హ్యావ్ ఆల్రెడీ సీన్ ది శ్లోక విశ్వాధారం విశ్వాధారం గగన సదృశం మేఘవర్ణం శుభాంగం యాక్చువల్లీ బోత్ ద ఆస్పెక్ట్స్ ఆర్ ఇన్ ద సేమ్ శ్లోక వెన్ వి సే శాంతాకారం భుజగ శయనం యు నో స్నేక్ అండ్ అ పర్టికులర్ ఫామ్ భుజగ శయనం ఆల్ దాట్ బట్ వెన్ వి సే విశ్వాధారం గగన సదృశం ఇట్ ఈస్ ఆల్ పర్వేడింగ్ సో శాంతాకారం భుజగ శయనం ఇట్స్ అ పర్టికులర్ ఫామ్ Whereas Vishwadharam Gagana Sadrisham is the Virat form, all pervading. So both finite and infinite forms are talked about in the same Dhyana Shloka, Vishnu Sahasranama. And Gagana Sadrisham means what? What form it could be? Gaganam, Akasham. Gaganam means Akasham. If we say Vishnu is like Akasha, then what form can be attributed to? No form. Because Akasha has no form. At the same time, Bhujaga Shayanam, it says, a form is given for Vishnu, the one who is the Bhujaga Shayanam on snake. So, thus both are talked about. The idea is what? The immature mind will take the small form and the mature mind will take the cosmic form, the Vishwadharam form. So, every shloka contributes to all levels of seekers, bhaktas. మేఘశ్యామం పీత కౌసేయ వాసం మెనీ పీపుల్ విల్ లైక్ ఆల్ దీస్ ఓ జగన్నివాస దంష్టాకరాళాని తే ముఖాని సంష్టాకరాళాని యువర్ మౌత్స్ ఆర్ టెరిబుల్ తే ముఖాని విత్ ప్రొట్రూడింగ్ టీత్ యువర్ టీత్ ఆర్ ఆల్ ప్రొట్రూడింగ్ సో మచ్ ఐఎమ్ నాట్ ఏబుల్ టు స్టాండ్ దట్ సైజ్ వెరీ ఫ్రైటనింగ్ హీ అగైన్ అండ్ అగైన్ కమ్స్ టు ద మౌత్ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్ ఓన్లీ బికాస్ దట్ ఈస్ ఫ్రైటనింగ్ సో మచ్ Even though he does not want to see it, wants to look somewhere else, it is so frightening, it is attracting him again and again. Damshtra karalani, so damshtrabihi karalam damshtra karalam. So, frightening with protruding teeth. Not only that, kala nala sannibhani, the mouths like the kala agnihi, blazing fire. Analam means agni. Why agni is called analam? We have seen this before also. Alam means satisfaction. Alam refers to satisfaction. Analam means that which will never be satisfied. You pour more fuel into Agni, Agni will again become bigger and will ask for more. So Agni can never be quenched by giving more and more fuel. You can quench somebody's thirst by giving more water, somebody's hunger by giving more food. But by giving more and more fuel to Agni, you can never quench it. It is going to even ask for more only. So, a person only can be quenched by giving food and all that, but not Agni. Similarly, Lord's mouth is endlessly eating things. So, Kala Nala Sannibhani. Sannibham means what? Tulyam. Tulyam, Samanam.
So sankasam. So that is sannipam. Not only that, having seen this terrible sight, drishtva. Drishtva means having seen. Dishaha na jane. I am not able to know even the directions. I don't know what is east and west. After all, the directions are not absolute. We took the sun as the standard. And wherever the sun rises, we call that as east. Suppose we go to sun itself, which will be the east? You cannot see east at all. So if you are in sun, we cannot define east at all. Because sun is not going to rise at all, we are in the sun. So from earth standpoint alone, we can talk about east and west. So if you go to another star or another planet, even east, west, etc. will have no meaning. So now Arjuna sees the totality. From the total angle, I am not able to say which is east and which is west. Dishaha na jane, I don't know. And sharma cha na labe. Again and again he repeats the same thing. I do not find mental calmness. Sharma means sukham. Mind is not calm. It is disturbed. It is confused. It is disturbed. It is frightened. Therefore, O Lord, proceed there. Be gracious to me. Become benign. Be a smiling, protecting Lord. I don't want a threatening, terrible, killing Lord. I don't want that Lord. Be a Lord who will be smiling, who will be protecting, who will be reassuring. I want that Lord. Shloka 26. Amichatvam dhritarashtrasya putraha sarvai sahaiva vanipala sangaihi. Amichatvam dhritarashtrasya putraha sarvai sahaiva vanipala sangaihi. Bhishmo drona suta putrastatasau sahasmadi yairapi yodamukhyaihi. Bhishmo drona suta putrastatasau sahasmadiyairapi yodamukhyaihi. Today I kept with me the wrong book. I should not have kept this book. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Here Krishna blesses him with the sight of a little bit of future also. Normally, we do not know the future. We only speculate. We go to maybe some astrologer, somebody to find the future. We do not know the past also. Because past is the previous janma, whatever happened. So even the present life is creating so much problem for us. And if we can see when we are going to die, what disease are going to come to me, what all things are going to come in the future, that will be more frightening, perhaps. So Lord has limited our mind. He made sure that we don't remember our past janmas. Why? Even yesterday's thing we don't remember many times. Now for Arjuna, Lord gives an extra blessing so that he can see what is going to happen in the Mahabharata war. What is going to happen tomorrow, day after. So he says, Ami Dhritarashtrasya Putraha. This sentence of this shloka will be connected with the next shloka actually. So Vaktrani Vishanti. We have to connect all that. Because this shloka does not have actually the verb at all. It only enumerates these people. He lists the people, these people and all. The verb has to be separate from the next shloka. We will see. The verb is they are entering your mouth. That's what he is going to say later. So Vaktrani Vishanti. All these people are entering your mouth. That's what he is going to. It will be completed the next shloka. That means what? Mouth represents the time principle, Kala. And the Kala is swallowing all of these people. All these Dhritarashtrasya Putraha. All the Dhritarashtra's sons. So what? That is why when someone dies in Tamil, what they normally say? Our Kalamanar. We say in Tamil, Kalam. That means time has taken him away. Means what? He has become one with time. That is Kala. The time has absorbed him. Kalamanar. He became time. Kala has absorbed him. That is what is happening. All these people are becoming one with time. Kala. Who are they? Dhritarashtrasya Putraha. The sons of Dhritarashtra. And Avanipala Sangaihi Sahaiva. Along with many other kings. Avanipalaha means the ones who rules. The who rules there. The various kingdoms. So Avani means Bhumi, Bhumi earth. Pala means ruler, the one who rules all these Bhumi, various kingdoms. So Avani Palaha means the ruler of earth, which means the king. So Dhritarashtra Putras, along with the groups and groups of kings who are supporting them, not only they go, Bhishmo Dronaha Sutaputraha. Bhishma, Drona, Sutaputra is Karna. all these people are also going, not literally means Suta Putraha, but the foster side child of Suta. So that's what he is. Karna is not Suta's son, but the foster child. And Tata, not only the great people of the other army are entering into your Lord's mouth, they are all of them entering. So, Asmi Diyayirapim, Yodha Mukhyaihi, along with many great warriors from our side also, not only in the opposite side, from our side also, so many people are entering into your mouth. All of them are busy entering into your mouth. They are all dying. Thank God, he does not see himself going into the mouth also. So that is his saving grace. So this shloka, as I told, the sentence is incomplete. We have to connect with the next shloka for the verb. For all these people. So Vaktrani Pravishanti. They are entering into the mouth, into your mouth. Vaktrani te Twaramana Vishanti. Damstra Karalani Bhayanakani. Vaktrani te Twaramana Vishanti. Damstra Karalani Bhayanakani. Kejit Vilagnam. Dashanantaresho Chandrishante Churnitairuktamankaihim Kejit Vilagna Dashanantaresho Chandrishante Churnitairuktamankaihim. All these people are doing what? He listed all of them. They are all sucked into the Kalagni, mouth of the Lord. So Te Vaktrani Pravishanti. That is the verb here, Pravishanti. They are all entering into your mouth. We should read it twice. Te vaktrani pravishanti. They are entering into your mouth. Sahatavate, tubhyamte, tavate, yuktyoha. So this, I'm some Sanskrit. I don't want to go into that. So, twaramanaha, in a greater speed, they are all entering into your mouth, helplessly. Even though they do not want to die, who wants to die anyway? Nobody wants to die. And what type of mouth it is? If it is a nice mouth, it is okay. But these mouths are what? Damstra karalani, with protruding teeth, very fearful teeth. Karalam, karalam is bayankaram, fierce, frightening, terrible. As we saw earlier, damstrabihi karalam, which are frightening because of the protruding teeth. So even seeing that, people die. It is so fearful. Now what to talk of entering such a mouth? Bayanakani, which produces fear in every people. And there afterwards, Arjuna sees inside the mouth. He is just, this is a frightening sight. Why would he not close his eyes? He is still, you know, he is so curious to see even into the eye, into the mouth. It is like watching the people in the general hospital. When you go into the general hospital, you know, so many people suffer in so many ways. So, kechit vilagna dashanantareshu. Some of them have not been crushed yet. They are all waiting in the line. They are vilagnaha, getting caught up in the teeth of the Lord. Getting caught. Dashana antareshu. Antareshu means in the gap. Vilagnaha. They are stuck in the gap of the teeth. That means they have not been killed yet, but they are actually tortured. These are all people who are getting tortured. Every disease is like a bite from the Lord. Whatever disease one gets, it's like a bite from the Lord. Lord's mouth, the column, the time principle. Every gray hair indicates that we are at various stages of entering the mouth of the Lord. Some people have kind of heart attack and they are survived. A smaller bite. Some people got paralysis, a deeper bite. And some people, they got finished. So, all the job of the column is done. So, that is how it is taken. Remember, all these are symbolic representation. Don't imagine a fearful form of the Lord with the protruding teeth and all the people get crushed and all. These are all symbolic to let us know that all the things that we go through, suffering and all in life, they are all according to time and according to our own punya papa karmas. All these are only symbolic. Okay. So, the whole thing is representative of time and every human being is in various stages as being eaten by time. And therefore, there are some people, sandrishyante churnitaihi, they are crushed, churnitaihi, like powder, uttamangaihi, in their head. They are crushed in their head. Uttamam, so uttamam angam. Uttamam angam means the greatest, the most valuable limb or organ of the body. So what is that? Head. Without head, there is nothing. So the head is crushed. Uttamangaihi churnidaihi sandrishyante. So looking all these, what will come? Only fear will come. That is why Arjuna is terribly frightened. He suddenly begins to feel, is this Lord really compassionate? What are we talking about? The Lord is compassionate being. Where is compassion? Lot of people think that way. As long as one gets food, shelter, etc., then, oh Lord, the ocean of compassion, etc., will come. Lord is the ocean of compassion. He gives me food, shelter, clothing. He takes care of me. But when you see a person suffering, and if he don't have any medicine also, and in fact, medicine keeps him surviving, continuing his suffering actually, then suddenly we will begin to wonder, why should Lord create such sufferings in the world? Is the Lord really compassionate at all or not? That is the question we ask. And many people may even turn Nastikas. They may not even believe in God anymore after one such experience, because they have seen only one side of life. They have not got the balance yet of seeing the other half. If a person has got a strong mind, strong will, and have studied the scriptures before, then he will know that Lord means the whole creation. And the whole creation means it is a mixture of opposites. You will have days, you will have nights. Then he will have the strength to assimilate the suffering. Whether the suffering is in his own body or in the near or dear ones. Maybe our own parents, our own kith and kin. When we see an incurable disease or something, we are shaken. But if we know the power of the total Lord, we accept punya karma is also there, papa karma also is there, sukham will be there, dukkham also will be there. That is why manushya's life is supposed to be a mishra. Mishra means, which is, so we are all mishras. You know, the North Indian, there's a last name Mishra. So we are all people with mixture of experiences. So if extreme sukhams are possible, then extreme dukkham are also possible. And Arjuna has not got that vision yet. And so he is frightened. If a person has got that vision and that understanding, he will not be frightened. He will understand it as nature of life. That is why now Arjuna is frightened. We will see more of it in the next webinar. Yo veda dausvara prokto vedante cha pratishtitaha tasya prakriti leenasya parasamaheshwaraha shri krishna arpanamastu narayana.